Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome aboard. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and this is Intuitive Nature, the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about hormonal changes and what that has to do with intuition. Now, I was going to call it PMS because that's when I noticed all the big changes for me. But we have a few men listening to this podcast, and I'd like to make it a little bit more general because I believe that they go through hormonal changes as well. And so, consequently, I believe that what I am about to share with you today will be able to help both male and female. However, I don't know exactly what men go through, so I am definitely not an expert on that. I do know what women do, and that's where I'll sort of talk. But I'm sure if there's hormonal changes for men, they're going to experience a few things, and the tips and tricks I've got will actually help them as well. So getting stuck into it. Why I wanted to talk about intuition and hormonal changes. I remember very distinctly when I was not going through puberty, I shouldn't say that, it was way too long ago, when I had my children and I was back into that flow of getting a regular period. Now, my ex-husband would always, I don't know, before me when I was getting my period. And obviously the hormonal changes would see me being a little bit erratic, a little bit angry, annoyed, emotional, all those things that hormonal changes do. I know I used to feel it physically in the body, and I would feel it in lots of other ways. So, yes, there was that element that he would know before me, and it gave me the shits. It really annoyed me that he knew when I was getting my period before I did. It really, really got to me. I used to think at first, I thought, well, how does he know more about my body than I know about my body? Like, how does he know what's going on? And he'd brush it off. Oh, you're just getting your period. You know, you're due to get your period. And it used to really, really get to me. I wanted to be the first one to know about it, not anyone else. So that was one of my reasons why I started to look at the different aspects there. And there was three areas that I looked at, the three steps. One was awareness, one was reflecting, and the other was practice. Now, these three little steps, they sound pretty easy, but they can be a little bit of a challenge. The first part was awareness. Now, again, he was aware more so than I was aware in that aspect about what I was experiencing, what I was going through. Now, whether he was aware of it or whether he was just annoyed about it, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. But I started to become aware of what was going on. Now, this is not a short-term fix. Like, you're not going to be looking at this and your next month is going to be, oh wow, we're all good now. This probably took me about 18 months before I realized that there was changes. I realized really, really strongly that I was not experiencing the symptoms of PMS the way I had been. There was a very, very distinct change, and that's why I want to talk about it today, because I was aware of it. I did see it. I did notice it. And it's important that we are aware of it. We can just accept what's happening to ourselves and just run along and continue the way we're doing it. Or we can actually improve it without the use of drugs or medication. So what happened was, the first thing was the awareness. Obviously, he had brought it to my attention. that was enough to trigger me. And he'd catch me off guard and you'd forget about it. And then all of a sudden he'd say something and then you'd go, ah, right, he remembers. Okay. So I started to become more aware. Now, in my awareness was not about my period or when my period was due. I mean, I could have actually written it down maybe and started to address it, you know, monthly in that aspect. But I had enough on my plate. I had three kids under the age of three. And, well, actually they're a little bit older by then. But I'd had enough. I had so much to do that I didn't want to sit there and write down when I was going to get my period. I certainly didn't want to be stressed about it. After having three so quickly, I was very mindful. At least I could take the pill. So I knew when my month was due. And yet I still didn't realize the changes in my body. I still didn't realize the changes in my mood, the changes in me. And that's what I needed to be more aware of. So in this awareness, I started to look at what, not like I said, not the regular cycle. I started to look at me a little bit more. I started to look at what was triggering it. I was mindful that I'd wake up and I'd feel grumpy or feel down or feel blue. You know, there was times there when I can remember saying to a friend, I've woken up and I'm feeling really angry today. I don't know why. There's no reason for, if I woke up and there was a reason, that's different. But when you're waking up and you're starting to feel these emotions and you don't know why, then we can start to look at, okay, maybe it's sort of hormonal. Yes, I was probably going through a pretty tough time in my relationship and all the rest, and I was going through a pretty tough time with the kids, but I couldn't pinpoint why I would wake up and feel agitated or annoyed, or, you know, there was something happening. So this is what I wanted to focus on. This is what my goal was, is to understand and feel it. Basically, it's an awareness. We're not doing anything with it. We're just becoming aware. I felt like that last time. Oh, this was a trigger. That felt like here. When I was there, that felt like this. And what it started to do is made me aware that I would have this particular feelings or these particular scenarios at a particular time of the month. Now, it didn't sort of really make sense to me. Like I said, I wasn't really focusing on the calendar month. I was just focusing on me. What I did discover, it appeared to be just before my period. And then it would be like exactly a week before my period. So when I really sort of went snap, oh, lost it, it would be a week before my period was due. Now, as I said, you've got to do this over a longer period of time. It's not like, oh, this is happening to me, so this is what it is. It happened like over an 18-month period. And until I started to get that really clear understanding that this, a week before my period, was when I would start to get all agitated and all upset, or things would start to happen. Now, when I had my period, I didn't have the hormonal influxes. I didn't have the emotional responses. Yes, I obviously got pain and different things like that, but I didn't have those emotional responses. Now, with the pain, I could take Panadol or, you know, Nurofen or, you know, something like that, an anti-inflammatory or a paracetamol. So you could take something like that with pain. But when you're not aware that you're getting snappy or you're, you know, behaving differently, or you're making decisions that aren't necessarily in line with who you really are, that is where what you can't take something for. So this is what I wanted to be mindful of, not about the period itself, not about the pain itself. It was that preconception before it. It was that time before it when I was emotionally upset from the hormones and the emotional aspect to it. So that was the real strong awareness. Once I started to get that awareness, then I knew what I was dealing with. Then I knew what I was going through. So then I started to reflect. Okay, so I started to get the feeling, started to get the understanding. Then I would reflect on it and really narrow it right down. And I would go into each one of these feelings or this situation, and I would really work out whether it is actually a situation that's happening around here, like, is it happening here or is it happening within me? And what happens is when the emotions are changing, we trigger off these feelings, that the hormones, when the hormones change, they trigger off these feelings. And we often, these feelings are often synonymous with another feeling. Let me give you an example. The physical responses for excitement are very, very, very similar to the physical responses for anxiety or anxiety and excitement are very, very similar. You'll still get the butterflies in the stomach. You get excited about it. When you're anxious, you will get butterflies in the stomach. You will have, you might get that little bit of a fear, because excitement can actually bring in a little bit of fear as well, because you just don't know what's going to happen. So you'll get those sort of feelings like that. The heart rate will increase when you're excited. The heart rate will increase when you've got anxiety as well. So there's a lot of these situations that happen. So we start to trigger off, the emotions start to trigger off these feelings. And sometimes we put them into the wrong basket. So anxiety can also be a part of when you were younger and you had the excitement and everything else and you're all excited about something, and then someone's said something and they've gone, yeah, but what if this happens? And that excitement has all just switched into anxiety. And it's done it a few times, enough for you to know that when you start to feel excited, you actually think you're anxious or you're feeling anxiety. So we get that blurred medium in between it. So this was the same as when our hormones are changing and they're triggering off these feelings, like I was waking up angry. And when I'm angry, I wanted to lash out at somebody. I wanted to blame somebody. I wanted to have a go. But it was these hormonal triggers. And, yes, they may have been triggering a bit of anger. But when I started to reflect and have a look at it and start to go, well, hang on, are you really angry? Then the changes started to come through. Then it was like, okay, well, no, you're not really. You're feeling a little bit angst. You're feeling a little bit crappy. You're feeling a little bit shitty. Whatever it is you're feeling it. And that's okay. You don't have to be angry. And you don't have to take it out on anyone else. You can just feel it. And you can allow it to be there and say, okay, well, that's how I'm feeling, so I'm going to take it easy for today. Well, I push myself through it and make myself even more upset or angry or, you know. So let's have a look at it. Let's reflect on what we're doing and how we're going with that. So I was aware of what was going on. And as I got aware of it, I started to look at it a little bit deeper. And as I started to look, I reflected on what it was. And again, this has taken over months. This is not a one-off thing. Over the months, I started to get used to those different feelings. Over the months, I started to accept them but not hold on to them. Over the months, I started to allow them to just be. If I was having a particularly bad day, I would just let that bad day be. It was a day to spend playing with the kids, you know, put the sprinkler on, have a play in the garden. I loved being in the garden. It was always grounding for me. So it was time to do that. Now, I had kids at home, so I didn't have to go to work at that particular stage. So I can imagine that if you're having to front up to work and you're feeling this way, it would be very, very challenging. So you need to create that space for you to allow yourself to be able to feel them, and even to acknowledge to somebody else and saying, you know what, I'm just not feeling myself today. There's nothing wrong. I just don't feel quite myself and I just need a bit of space. I think we need to feel that we are so in control and everything is honky-dory and everything's all good, that we really forget that there are days when we are allowed to have a crappy day. There are times when we're allowed to go, you know what, this stinks, I don't want this. But we mustn't dwell in it. We mustn't wallow in it. And we mustn't take it from day to day to day to day. So what happens when you wake up and you you're due for your period, or you're doing these hormonal changes, and you wake up and you sort of go, you know what, I'm really crappy, I'm feeling really shitty today. Acknowledge it, then reflect and say, okay, is it a particular reason why? Is it something that I have dreamt about and I've woken up with? Is it something that I've brought forward from the day before? Is there a particular reason for me to be feeling crappy? And if the answer is no, then you know it's hormone. And then you know that your intuition is kicking in and going, you know what? Just chill. Just take it easy. And even if you do have to go to work, take it easy. And be mindful when you're responding to people how you're doing it, because that's the next step. And the next step is about practice. The next step is to practice what you're feeling, what you're understanding. So you've woken up, you're feeling crappy, you've acknowledged, you're aware of it. So you've gone, okay, I'm having a shit day. You will then go, okay, let's reflect back. Is there a reason why? No, I can't see one. All right, well, that was a bit of a shitty day yesterday, but, you know, not really enough for me to bring it forward for another day, not enough for me to sort of really drag it out and dwell on it for that long. So it could be hormonal. It could be my intuition turning around and going, you know what, there's changes in your body at the moment. It's time for you to just chill out. It's time for you to allow your body to make these changes, because it's hard work. Making these hormones and our bodies changing is really hard work for our bodies. We don't realize how much it strains us. We expect to just keep going, and we can't. We need to give ourselves that time. So practice going, all right, I'm not having such a good day. I'm going to allow that to be. And look for something that makes you feel a little bit better. If it makes you feel a lot better, that's even better. But a little bit better, something that allows you to sort of let that feeling go, allow you to let those hormones relax and calm down and just do their thing. It allows you to let your body work itself. It allows you to let your emotions chill and have some time out, and practice having that space to you. Practice doing that. Like I said, mine when I was at that stage was to be outside, to be grounded, and to just allow it. Now, I did struggle with it a lot, because I'm a very active person. So for me to chill out isn't always that easy, I can assure you. So be mindful of what you class as chilling out, because even just sitting at the beach watching the kids play in the water was active, but it was a chill out for me. I'm not one to sit down and read magazines. I don't get anything out of magazines. They just don't suit me. Reading a good book is different, but magazines don't do anything for me. But that might be what you enjoy doing. That might be your time to turn off and switch off and change it. So practice giving yourself that space. Now, what happened to me was, once I started doing this, it's probably about, like I said, 18 months to 2 years through as I was doing this. And what I discovered was, he actually stopped saying, oh, it's just your period coming. You know, that's why you're shitty. That's why you're grumpy. He stopped actually saying that. And I just sort of felt like I'd sort of taken control over me again, which was really, really nice. I didn't respond. I wasn't so narky, and I wasn't so horrible. I wasn't so bitchy, whatever it was I was, whatever it was that he saw or other people saw, I wasn't. I felt so much more in control, and it didn't necessarily stop the ups and downs. It didn't necessarily stop the way I was feeling. What it did, it was allowed me to not control it. I didn't need to control it, but it allowed me to be aware of it. It allowed me to give myself time to practice, to reflect on it, and it allowed me the time to then move forward in the way I wanted to move forward. I noticed, and this is what really, really spun me out, which is why I want to share this, I noticed the length of my period dropped, the severity of my period dropped, and mine was a pretty heavy duty period, everything like that softened and allowed me to work on it and achieve what I needed to achieve. So there was a huge difference. It took a while, but there was a huge difference. Now, what that's got to do with your intuition is everything that I've done in there, the awareness, the reflection, and the practice is all how you develop your intuition. It's all about understanding who you are and how you behave, or how you have behaved and how you want to behave going forward. So in doing what I did, I not only addressed the hormonal changes that I was experiencing and allowed them to soften, and I sort of very rarely took Panadol or anything after that. I allowed them to ease off. It also put me more in touch with me and allowed my intuition to develop more. So for me to do what I did there to help me on the physical level actually helped me on the emotional and the spiritual level too. So it really is was really, really important. Again, it takes time. Awareness, reflection, and practice, it takes time. So I got the understanding of that. And then, well, not straight away, obviously, but then the other hormonal thing hit. And of course, us girls really cop it. I then went through menopause. So with menopause, we had different physical responses. So as the hormones were, and I'm not a doctor, so please, this is just my layman's terms. So when your hormones are being produced by one particular area, one organ or one area, one gland, I should say, yeah. And what happens with menopause is it actually starts to stop making the hormones, and so the body has to make hormones from other parts. So the kidneys might kick in and create some hormones, and the liver might kick in and create some hormones, and so you've got this sort of fluctuation of hormones. So the gland, or it is a gland that creates, starts making the hormones to start with, is stopping and starting and stopping and starting. So these other areas are kicking in and kicking in. And so we get these big fluctuations. All of a sudden, we've got heaps of hormones because everything's produced it, and we get these lovely hot flushes and all the rest. And then we get nothing. And then they go, oh, hang on, I better do some more. Well, hang on, I better do some more. And so we're getting these fluctuations of hormones, and that's why it takes, you know, 5-8 years, whatever it is, to go through menopause, because it's about the other areas, because there's, as this one gland starting to break down, the other areas are starting to come through, and they need to balance off and go through all that. And they still have troubles, obviously. We have hot flushes. We're going to have hot flushes for the rest of our life, something to look forward to. But anyway, so with the menopause, now, as you can imagine, I had already gone through all the development and everything else with PMS, so I wasn't sure how menopause, I was going to handle menopause. Now, again, I'm not one for taking tablets. I don't like it. I never have. So as far as hot flushes go and things like that, yeah, I was getting them pretty good. In fact, I still get them now, and you have a shower and you go to put your makeup on, and yeah, you're just breaking out in a hot flush, and you just got to wait because you can't put anything on. It just drips down your face otherwise. So with that, I don't know if I hadn't have done what I'd done. I don't know how severe my menopause would have been. I really don't. I was lucky in the fact that I did try and take some herbal tablets. Is it red clover? Anyway, there was a couple of the herbal ones I tried to take. I can't remember the names offhand. One didn't react with me very well, so I just sort of let it go, and I thought, well, I'm just going to have to deal with this. But funny enough, with this, with the menopause, I didn't feel the extremities so much. I didn't get the emotional upheaval. I got the physical aspect, though. The hot flushes, they just knocked me around. Sometimes you can feel quite ill with them. So I did get those physical symptoms coming through, but I didn't have the emotional ones as much. Although if you've listened to a couple of these podcasts, you probably hear me blubbering on a bit. So, you know, you still get the tears and everything else, and we still get emotional. So, you know, that's just natural. But I didn't feel as out of control as probably what I did when I had PMS. Okay, so I did feel out of control with PMS. I didn't feel I had my wits about me. Whereas menopause, I did. I felt quite comfortable in myself, not so much in my physical body. So the spiritual body was going well, but the physical body was feeling it. And there's lots of areas in that we feel it. So again, if you're at the stage where you pass the old PMS, so you can be looking at what it's going to take to go into the menopause. So again, it's about awareness, about being aware of what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. Now, with a hot flush, mate, you are aware of it. There's no if, buts, or maybes, but that is the physical response. And I am hoping, if somebody hasn't done this and they're going through this, if you've got, you know, 5 years of menopause, you've got plenty of time to sort of work it out and see if you can get those symptoms to ease off a little bit. So be aware when you're feeling agitated, not the physical, but that agitated, that emotional aspect where you just sort of, you know, nicely want to rip somebody's head off, you know, but you want to do it nicely, of course. But when you're feeling agitated, when you're feeling annoyed, when you're feeling like not everything's getting, you know, done what you want to get done, or you're just really at wit's end, be aware of it. You don't have to change it. You don't have to stop it. You just need to be aware of it. And when you're aware of it and when you've got used to that awareness, then you can start to reflect on it and sort of go, well, actually, the same thing happened last month, or 3 days ago I was feeling like that. Now, there was a reason for that 3 days ago, but there doesn't seem to be a reason for it today. So you start to become aware and reflect on it, and this will help ease things off. And then you can practice being a little bit more gentle on yourself, okay? Be a little bit more gentle on yourself. Your body's going through a lot. It goes, the hormonal changes that we have, they're just horrendous. Like, and we're not even aware of it, but they just happen. So be gentle on yourself. Allow yourself to get through this and you know, do what you need to do to get through it. I'm not against taking tablets. I'm not against a lot of these things. But I did work in pharmacy for quite a few years, and I do know that taking like hormonal replacement therapy can actually just delay your menopause. It can just delay it and delay it. Now, to be honest, I want to go through it now and get over and done with. I don't want it to be delayed until I'm 80 and then I have to deal with it, because that's too freaking hard. So just be mindful of what you're doing to your body and where you're going with that. And yeah, I forgot to put all these banners up, sorry. Just be mindful. I meant to be putting that on there. Just be mindful of yourself and getting through it. So that's really what it's all about. If you can be aware of it, and if you can reflect back and then practice changing it, one of the things that just do this, because I know the time's going. One of the things that really, really helped me when I did get this understanding was that when my period, this was probably towards the end of my relationship, so the care factor had gone out a little bit, I would feel the PMS would come through. I could feel it come through. And as an empath, I would hold most of my stuff back. But when I felt it come through on my period, when my period was due, like the week before, it gave me that inner strength to actually say what I needed to say. So it gave me the ability to say, I don't like that, or no. No was a good word. it gave me the ability to do that. So all of my married life, when there was problems, I would just absorb the problems, you know, that I would just take them on board. As an empath, that's what you did. When I had control over the awareness, the reflection and the practice, I had practiced this, so I had control over how I wanted to respond, then I could respond without having to absorb it all. So if somebody did come home late and was obnoxious, I actually started to call him out on it. And I could only do that at that little short time frame when I was hormonal and in control, not hormonal and out of control. So that's my point today. Awareness, reflection, practice. Okay, and please be kind to yourself. You know, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. If you want to connect with me, jump on the website, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Twitter, you know, oh my God, I'm on all of them. It's ridiculous. But yeah, send me info@intuitivenature.com.au, and it's Australian business. And I thank you so much for listening. A big shout out to, where was I going to say hello? It was a town in America. I was going to have a big shout out because I just had a look and checked you out. And I don't know, it's nice to sort of see different people coming on board and you can have a look at what their town looks like. So it was really, really nice. But, I can see it, but I just can't, remember what it's called. Anyway, I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe if you like. Do whatever you have to do. But please, please, please be gentle with yourself. Look after yourself. Okay. Bye for now. Oh, I've got to press this button. Hang on. This one. Bye.